Welcome to the Scottish Mortgage Podcast, the show that keeps you informed in all things mortgages throughout Scotland. In this episode of the Scottish Mortgage Podcast, we are going to be talking about the monthly cost of the mortgage and how much will mortgage payments be each month and what factors are taken into consideration when determining this. Just the other day, I received a message from a potential client, and the first thing that they asked was, how much are my mortgage payments going to be? Now, that question was asked without any context. There was no income, there was no outgoings considered. We didn't look at any borrowing amounts. It was just a generic question asking about mortgage payments. Now, sometimes it can be difficult to answer if you don't know the ins and outs of what they're looking to do, how long they're wanting to spread the mortgage over, the type of deal that's out there, whether it's capital repayment or interest only. There's lots of things that are taken into consideration when looking at mortgage payments. Now, what I did with this client is I gave them a quick phone call to go through it with them, and I found out a little bit about their situation and a few of the things that are taken into consideration. The first thing that we need to look at when looking at the mortgage payments is the length of time that the mortgage is going to be spread over. If you're going to spread the mortgage over 10 years, it's going to cost a lot more than what it's going to cost if you spread it over 20 years or 30 years. Well, it's going to cost a lot more each month. It's actually going to save you a lot more on interest, but you're going to pay more each month if you spread it over the shorter period of time. So we need to know how long the mortgage is going to be over. We then need to factor in the type of mortgage it is that you're looking at. So is it going to be a capital and interest mortgage, which means that you're paying back the mortgage balance as well as the interest that you owe the lender? Or are we looking at an interest-only mortgage? Or are we looking at a split? Are we looking at part interest-only, part capital repayment? But we don't know. But these things are all taken into consideration when looking at the mortgage payments and what they would be. So when you're trying to determine this, you could use your online calculators. Again, these will give you the generic monthly cost, usually based on a capital repayment mortgage at a specific interest rate set over a period of time. But if you are looking for that little bit more personalized quote, it's always a good idea to reach out to someone. Now, if you're talking to your bank, they can tell you and they can get that information for you, or you can talk to a broker and they can help you determine what the payments would be. The key thing to knowing what your mortgage payments are going to be is then it'll allow you to budget, it'll allow you to see, is that mortgage sustainable when you take into consideration the mortgage payments, insurance costs, running costs of the property. You can determine, well, can you pay more? Can you reduce that term down, pay slightly more, get the mortgage paid off early, save some money in interest, or is it going to stretch each month? Are you going to need to spread it over that longer period of time to give you more money in your pocket and more flexibility to get your other bills paid? These kind of things will all be determined and they're all individual. So four key things to take into consideration when looking at your mortgage payments. Number one, it's how long that you're going to be spreading the mortgage over. Number two, check your budget and make sure that you can afford what you're anticipating the mortgage payments are going to be. Number three, the type of deal that you're after. So is it a fixed rate deal? Is it a tracker rate? Is it a variable rate? Would you be comfortable if you started with a payment where it could potentially go up the way? And number four, are you looking at a capital and interest mortgage, or are you looking at interest only? These are the four key factors. Now, there's a lot of other factors out there that get taken into consideration, but that's the four key factors that crop up more often than anything else. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you find this useful. If you do have any questions, feel free to fire them over. And please don't forget to like, share and subscribe. Thanks for listening to the Scottish Mortgage Podcast. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe if you find this useful. And if you want your questions answered, pop over to our Facebook page at Scottish Mortgage Podcast and ping us a message.